Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Real World Radio is interviewing Stanka Becheva. She is a food campaigner for Friends of the Earth Europe, and now she's in Bulgaria, where young Friends of the Earth Europe has organized a new summer camp. Stanka, welcome to Real World Radio, and I start the interview asking exactly where you have been in those days in this summer camp, in which part of Bulgaria, and getting please your opinion about your meeting there and why do you think it was important to have this meeting with your colleagues in Bulgaria.
Hi everyone. I am right now on a beautiful lake called Bitlika in the Rodopi Mountains, in the west southern part of Bulgaria. We are on more than 1,000 meters high. It's a beautiful picture. It's great nature. The atmosphere is really great. And I'm here with 50-60 people from different countries, young people who came here to discuss about food and agriculture, but also to learn more about campaigning, about media work, about policy, and of course to get to know each other and to reinforce and start working on joint campaigns to create a better food and agriculture system.
Okay, Stanka, at the same time you have been in charge of presenting one of the workshops speaking about the EU food and agriculture policy, and I would like to know specifically about that, Stanka. What were the most important topics or issues that you raised in this workshop that you gave for the people that you were in charge of?
Just half an hour ago, we finished a workshop I was facilitating and leading, giving input to, about the Europe's common agricultural policy and in general about EU decision making. I think this is quite important. It's quite important for young people to understand European policies and such policies as the common agricultural policy, which has been just reformed at the end of last year, and is basically deciding a lot about the way how food has been produced in Europe, what kind of food ends up on our plates, if farms preserve the environment or not. It's one thing that young people should be aware of. And of course, in this respect, I think it's quite important that that young people are aware as well who are the European institutions involved in such policy-making process and how they can influence and express their opinion to the right people at the right times. So these are the things that we talked about in the workshop, and also discussed what kind of opportunities, as I said, young people have now to start contacting the just newly elected European Parliament.
What do you think, Stanka, that was were the most important points for the participants of the Young Friends of the Earth Europe summer camp in your workshop? What issues did they raise with more concern or they found more interesting?
I think people are very interested to hear and to understand how elected people from the European Parliament just now from their region are taking part in deciding, for example, on such policies, the common agricultural policies. And it seemed to me that they were quite motivated to not give up in making clear to policymakers that they should listen to the demands of civil society, they should listen to the demands of young people in creating a new food and agricultural system, which is implying agroecological methods and helping us move towards food sovereignty, because these are the topics that young people find and see is their vision for a new food and agricultural system. And I felt quite motivated and quite inspired as well by seeing how much energy there was for engaging with policymakers and for basically pushing and making clear to policymakers that they should be really creating policies that support our demands and not destroy nature, have a negative impact on non-developing countries, and also on a lot of small-scale farmers, processors, who are living still in Europe and who make their living out of agriculture.
Stanka, you said that the Common Agriculture Policy had some changes at the end of the last year. In your opinion, what are the most important, or what were the most important changes that you saw in this process of amendment of this policy?
Yeah, exactly. Last year, there was an agreement on European level on the Common Agricultural Policy, and I find it even more important to talk about this on national level now, since this European policy it will be implemented in member states. For me, I think, and also I saw a lot of interest from the people participating in the workshop, it's important that member states use some of the tools within this policy, for example, through the programs for rural development, to support agroecological methods. And this is possible because within the rural development programs, there are measures for agri-environment and climate. There are measures for enhancing collaboration between farmers. There are measures for preserving biodiversity. And I think it's really important that member states now put the emphasis and the effort into using this reform as a tool to support this kind of and food and farming. Additionally, there was agreed that more emphasis will be put to support young farmers and small-scale farmers, but again, it's up to the member states to decide if they use the tool or not. So I think it's really now the time for the governments and also for the people who are engaged in contacting their governments to make clear that this policy should be used in the right way, and instead of having devastating impacts on rural areas, support the local food economies and support the environment and support farmers, and also of course give consumers healthy and affordable food without destroying the environment.
Okay, Stanka, thank you very much. Is there anything else that you would like to add about your workshop, the summer camp in general, or about the Common Agriculture Policy before we end the interview?
No, I think I said everything.
Okay, it was Stanka Becheva. She is a food campaigner for Friends of the Earth Europe. So thank you very much, Stanka, and I hope you all have a nice coming back for your countries.
Thanks a lot, Jose. Bye.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.